So the rule is that this item which has been set aside for use for a mitzvah may not be used for any other purpose among its normal uses, whether on Shabbos or during the week. Okay, this applies during the week as well. This is our first of a few differences we will see between muktzah machmas mitzvah and normal muktzah. Muktzah machmas mitzvah is really not muktzah, but there are certain shared elements of it, like the word muktzah in the title. And the meaning of it as something that was designated for a particular purpose, in this case, for a mitzvah purpose. So it has shared terminology, a couple of shared factors, but it really doesn't belong in muktzah with the other muktzahs of Shabbos. So again, one difference, it applies outside of Shabbos or Yom Tov. The only difference for Shabbos and Yom Tov is that I'm allowed to move it during the week. I'm not allowed to move it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Since it's designated for its mitzvah function, that's all it's meant for. If I'm not doing its mitzvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it is now off limits to me. Now, I said only you're not allowed to use it for purposes other than its normal use. So take a look at source test on your sheets, dealing with the issue of the hadas versus the esrog. Theoretically, I would say they should have the same status. They're muktzah machmas mitzvah. They're dedicated for their mitzvah, which you can't do on Shabbos because we don't pick up a lulav and esrog on Shabbos, right? So therefore, they should be muktzah machmas mitzvah, right? And I shouldn't be, well, forget the issue of handling it on Shabbos. I shouldn't be allowed to smell them, right? That's a use that's not its mitzvah function. So take a look at the Shulchan Aruch test. Hadas shal mitzvah asur lahariach bo. You are not allowed to smell the hadas. Obviously, this means intentional smell, like you want to enjoy it, not where you happen to smell it. But you're not allowed to go smell it intentionally. Aval esrog shal mitzvah mutar lahariach bo min adin. However, the esrog you use on Sukkot, you are allowed to smell it, letter of the law, except as a machlokas as to what bracha you're supposed to make, so therefore we don't do it. But it's okay to smell an esrog. Why am I allowed to smell the esrog? We just said the hadas and the esrog are the same. So in Yud, the Mishnah Berurah explains, lefisha ikaro eino ela lahariach bo, because that's what hadasim are for. The main use of hadasim outside of your Sukkot mitzvah is something people like to smell. That's what we do with hadasim. Umizeh huktzah kol shiva. And therefore, the muktzah status, it's only for its mitzvah, it's not for other uses, means don't use it for smelling all 7 days. Kmo ba'atzei sukkah, just like the wood that you use to build a sukkah. Aval esrog, ikara omid la'achila, but he says the main use of esrogim is eating. That's a chiddush to me, but that's what he says. He says the main use of esrogim is for eating. Umizeh levad huktzah. And so when you say this is going to be for my mitzvah on sukkahs, what you mean is for my mitzvah on sukkahs and not for eating. But you never excluded smelling it. Except that we have this bracha safik, which he goes on with. It's a very funny idea, but that's what he's. The idea that esrog is for eating. People generally, I mean, there is esrog jam, but I didn't get the sense that people were fans of this. The
pesticide regulations are different than esrog because
it's
not for eating.
Ah, yeah. Go figure. Okay. Okay. So the basic point and the basic principle here is that if it's been set aside for a mitzvah, that means that you aren't supposed to use it for other purposes among its normal uses. We'll talk about why in a bit. We're going to get to the question of why. Okay. The cases where this comes up, I brought you on the sheet several different examples. One is sukkah and sukkah decor, which I brought you here in Yud Aleph. The wood that you use to make a sukkah, as opposed to the decorations, are off limits all 8 days through Shmini Atzeres. Bein atzei defanos, bein atzei schach, whether the wood for the walls, whether the wood of the schach, ma'aril, and quoted in the Ramah, even if you just wanted to take a piece of it to use as a toothpick. And he says, ve'ei ne'ozeban ledavar achar kol shmonos hayamim, all 8 days it's off limits. Why should it be off limits on the 8th day? Mipnei sheyom hazayin kulo asuka muktzah ad ben hashmashos, because it's muktzah all through Hashana Rabbah, including ben hashmashos. Right, that's a whole other discussion. Ben hashmashos, because it might be the day, because it might not. That's its own piece. We're not going into. But once it's muktzah ben hashmashos at the end of the 7th day, it's muktzah for the entire next day as well. Says the Rama, v'afilu nafla hasuka asturim v'lo mahani batanai. He says two important points. Even if the sukkah collapses, you're still not allowed to use the wood for other purposes. And even if you make a condition before Yantif, saying that I'm going to use this sukkah only for the 1st days, and on Chol HaMoed I'm going to take the wood and make a canoe, doesn't work. You're not allowed to do that for reasons we will have to discuss. It is designated for the mitzvah. Flip the page. In Sif Beis, talks about the decorations. If you hang food in the sukkah to beautify the sukkah, not allowed to use that either. All 8 days. Afilu naflo, even if it falls. V'im, I'm jumping the note from the Torah. V'im hisna alayim b'sha'as shatala'am. But if he made a condition when he hung them up, v'amar, and he said, eini bodel mehen kol bein hashmashos. If he says, I am not refraining from using them. All through Ben Hashmashos, I am not designating them as sukkah decorations. In the parentheses, the Rama adds, Ben Hashmashos of each day of the 8 days. We'll talk about that later. Harezim istab mehen b'chol eshe yirtza. Then he's allowed to use it. So whereas your t'nai doesn't work for the sukkah itself, your t'nai does work for the decorations, assuming that you word it in this way. Because lo hikta osam, he didn't designate them. V'lo chal alem kedusha sukkah v'lo nachshu kamosa. They don't have a kedusha of the sukkah. They're not considered part of the sukkah. And you have to use, as he says, that specific language. As opposed to, he says, if you made a condition saying, I'm planning on eating them when they fall, that doesn't do you any good. That doesn't work. But if you say, I'm going to eat them whenever I wish, that's fine, because that includes ben hashmashos automatically. You need to use the words ben hashmashos, as long as that was included within the purview of what you said. And the Rama writes, V'tzarech lasos hatanai kodin bein hashmashos harishon, you have to make this condition before the first bein hashmashos in order for this to work, and we'll explain that more again going forward. So sukkah and sukkah decor are within this. In Yud Beis, I bring you from the Rama that lulav is within this as well. Except the esrog, he says, you're allowed to move because you're allowed to smell it, like we talked about. And then in Yud Gimel, we get the Shulchan Aruch regarding Hanukkah candles and the oil that you use, the mitzvah oil that you use for the Hanukkah candles, where we are told that v'afilu b'leil Shabbos shebesochim e'chanukah mutter lahalik b'ner Hanukkah shman v'apsilos she'asir lahalik b'hem b'ner Shabbos. You know this. On Friday night, I'm allowed to use certain fuels for the menorah that I'm not allowed to use for Shabbos candles. And there's no fear. What happens is, you know, that one of the rules for Friday night is I'm not allowed to use a fuel that's going to cause the lamp to burn inefficiently or cause it to flicker, and right? Because the concern is you're trying to read by your Shabbos candles and then you come to adjust the lamp. However, since I'm not allowed to use the menorah's light for reading, therefore I can use whatever fuel I want. I'm not going to come to adjust it anyway. That's the statement. Lefisha also lishtamish b'ner Chanukah bein b'Shabbos bein b'chol. I'm not allowed to use the light. V'afilu livdok mos, olim nosam la'ora aser, even to check my coins, to count them. Afilu tash mishal kedusha kigon lilmod la'ora aser, even learning by the light is aser. And then, yesh bishamatir tash mishal kedusha, fine. And the Mishnah Berurah says, why is it that I'm not allowed to do this? This is an important point for where we're going. Kedei shelo yehei mitzvos bezuyos alav. The reason is because it degrades the mitzvah. If you take your mitzvah item and use it for a non-mitzvah purpose, you are degrading your mitzvah. Keep that thought in mind. So that's, he says, some say Ketash Mishal Kedusha will be fine for that reason. It's only about personal use. It's not about Chetzei Shemayim. Rabbi Shimon accepts this kind of muktzah. It's a Gemara in Shabbos Mem Hei Amad Aleph, which is important in general for our discussion. So take a look at Source Tesvav. Ba minei Reish Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a question. Chidim shezera'en bekarka ubeitzim shetachas tarnagolas mahu. What is the muktzah status of wheat seeds, wheat kernels that you planted in the ground? Eggs that are sitting under the chicken waiting to hatch. Ki lesle Rabbi Shimon muktzah hecha de lo dachi biyadayim. But hecha de dachi biyadayim islay muktzah odom aloshno. We know Rabbi Shimon rejects many elements of muktzah. So he rejects muktzah. He says it's not muktzah if you didn't push it away actively. Okay, if you have an item which you did not actively reject from use on Shabbos, that item doesn't become muktzah according to Rabbi Shimon. What if you did actively reject it? You took the eggs and you stuck them under the bird to hatch them. You took the wheat kernels and you stuck them in the ground. So at that point, do we say even Rabbi Shimon recognizes it as muktzah? Omar lay, to which he replied, Ein muktzah Rabbi Shimon ella shemen shebener b'shar shehu dolek. He says the only thing that Rabbi Shimon recognizes as muktzah is oil in a lamp while it is burning. Why that? So here, keep the vav that I put in the brackets there. Ho'el v'huktzah le'mitzvah. So V'huktzali isuro. There are different editions. Some have the vav, some don't. But it's clear in the Gemara that they're assuming that it's as though the vav is there, whether it's there in print or not. The Gemara assumes that this line means the reason why the oil in your Shabbos lamps is muktzah is because it's designated for the mitzvah, and also in order to get it, you have to violate an isser. You have to put out the candle, which you can't do on Shabbos. So both of those components combine, and even Rabbi Shimon will say the oil is muktzah. To which the Gemara says, what? You need both of those. V'lesle huktzah l'mitzvah so. Doesn't Rabbi Shimon believe that even just muktzah for the mitzvah counts? And they quote you a b'risa. V'atanya, we have a b'risa. We've already referred to this idea in Shulchan Aruch. Sikha keil chasa. You put tzchach on your sukkah. V'itra b'kramim b'skinin ha-mitzuyarin. You put all sorts of blankets and sheets and whatnot hanging in your sukkah. Talabar goes in a farsik and shkedim rimon and mefrachle shalanavim. Ataros shal shibal and yenu shman muslasos. Right? You hung all sorts of food items in your sukkah. Asur li stavik mehen ad motzah yom tov ha-achron. They're off limits until the sukkah is over. Vim hisna le'ana kol afi tnai. Unless you made a tnai, as we already saw in the Shulchan Aruch. So your sukkah decorations are off limits. Why? There's no isser involved in taking them out of the sukkah. This isn't about dismantling the sukkah. All I have to do is unhook the wine bottle. Right? You hung a wine bottle in your sukkah. Now you unhook the wine bottle and it's mutter. There's no issue of stira. So it's only muktzah machmas mitzvah. And yet, we accept that it is muktzah. So the Gemara's first answer is, well, maybe Rabbi Shimon doesn't. Or maybe Rabbi Shimon, who says that's Rabbi Shimon. The Tani Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Kamei Rabbi Yochanan Ein Lot Lenetzim in Asuka Dat Rabbi Shimon Matir Vishav Misukas Achag Bachag Shehi Asur Vim Hisna Ale Hakol Lefi Tnao. So he says no, it is Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is on board there saying that the sukkah of Sukkis, as opposed to a generic hut, is indeed going to be muktzah. So the Gemara's answer is Kein Shemen Shebener Kaamrinan Hoel Vehuktzah LeMitzvah So Huktzah LeIsuro. The answer is, you're right. The way to read the line earlier was ho'el v'huktza l'mitzvaso, since the oil in the lamp is muktza machmas mitzvah, it's like muktza machmas iser, and therefore it is off limits. In other words, what we're saying here in this Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Hei is that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that if it's designated for a mitzvah, it is muktza. That's the upshot. Not only that, but here's something remarkable. And this is your second difference between muktzah machmas mitzvah and other types of muktzah. Your first difference is the fact that this applies even outside of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Your second is that this is an iser hana'ah. You're not allowed to benefit from the item at all. And this comes out in a Gemara in Beitzah. Take a look at Tezayin. Beitzah Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eitzim shenashu min adekel b'Shabbos asur lahasikin b'Yom Tov. If you have wood that falls off a palm tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it into your oven on Yom Tov the next day. Even though Yom Tov you're allowed to add fuel to your existing fire, you wouldn't be allowed to use this wood. Amar of Masna, Eitzim shenashu min adekel l'socha tanur b'Yom Tov. Rav Masna says, what if wood falls from the palm tree on Yom Tov? And it falls right into your oven. What's the status of whatever you have in your oven that's baking? So, Marba Alayam Eitzim Muchanim Umasikan. So he says, no problem. Just add more wood to nullify the wood that fell into your oven in the mixture. Add more wood, and then you can use everything. To which the Gemara says, Vaka Mevatel Isir Lechatchila. You're not allowed to intentionally be Mevatel in Isir. This wood that fell is Usir. How can you be Mevatel it? Ein Mevatel in Isir Lechatchila. So the Gemara answers, that's only if the issur you're dealing with is a de'oraisa. If the issur you're dealing with is a de'rabanan, you're allowed to be mevatel. So the Shach in Yoredei at Tzadi Test, Yud Test, asks a question. He says, we learn the halacha regarding Ner Chanukah, what you do with the oil that's left over at the end in your menorah, assuming it was oil that was part of a shir halacha and not just like your hiddur of wanting it to light all night long. Right, you have a 3-hour lamp. But the basic oil that was there for the shir mitzvah that didn't burn through. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yud Zayin, Hanoser b'yom hashmini min Hashem and atzarech l'shir hadlaka, oselo medura v'sarfu b'vnei atzmo. You have to make a separate bonfire and burn it. Shei huk tzal mitzvah so, because it was designated for the mitzvah. Vim nisarev b'shemen acher b'ein shishim levatlo. If it got mixed in with other oil, but there isn't enough of a ratio to cancel it out, Yesh mishomer she'en lahostif olav k'dei levatlo. There are those who say you are not allowed to add to it to be mevatel it.
What's the shishim for?
to be mevatel the oil.
Why isn't just roig sufficient? Well, he's not eating this oil.
So I'm not going to go into why the shishim. It's a good question, but I'm not going to go there right now. But we have a bigger fish to fry, so to speak. The shach asks, I don't understand. Mok says a derabanan. So therefore, we said, you're allowed to be mevatel in issur derabanan lechatchila in the Gemara and Beitza. So why am I not able to be mevatel the oil? The issur that we're talking about is fundamentally just a derabanan. So why may I not do that? So the Kilas Yaakov answers, I brought you a couple of sources here, but I'm just going to say it outside. The Kilas Yaakov answers, and you see a piece from the Darchei Tshuva that relates, that we distinguish between Isser Achila and Isser Hana. We distinguish between Isser Achila and Isser Hana. Isser Achila, you're right. If something you're just not allowed to eat, the rules apply that you can't be mevatel if it's a dough, right? So you can be mevatel if it's a derabanan. But with an Isser Hana, when you are mevatel the Isser Hana, you benefit. You are benefiting because it contributes to the overall volume that you're nullifying, and then as the Derech Yitshuva writes, you're going to be able to eat it afterwards. So therefore, you're violating your Isser Hana. I bring you all of this just to show you that it's viewed as an Isser Hana. Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is different from regular Muktzah. Regular Muktzah, you just don't handle it, right? You don't pick it up, but there's no Isser Hana from it, right? So that's a second distinction. What generates this Isser? What is it that makes this thing off limits? And this is difference number three. Because this isn't like the general Shabbos muktzah categories, right? Why do we have muktzah in general on Shabbos? We went through this. So you have it because you want to fulfill Vehechinu Eis Asher Yaviu, that you prepare your things before Shabbos. The Gzeiras Tiltul of the Raivid, right? Lest you carry it. The Rambam, you're protecting the character of Shabbos or whatever we explain that to mean. But we had all those. None of those fit. This thing applies on Wednesday. What are you doing with this? Yeah.
Like Milo, sort of.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. And in fact, that's the first approach we're going to take. We're going to have three different approaches to why it is that something, or how it is that something becomes Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. Your first approach is Beit HaLamed Amud Beis, source Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Minayin Shekashem Shechol Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga, Ka Chol Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. How do you know that when you dedicate your Karban Chagiga, that becomes Kadosh? It has a certain sanctity to it. Hashem's name is upon it, and you're not allowed to use it for yourself. So too, that's what your sukkah is. Tamad lomar chag asukos shivas yamim lashem. So it's called chag, ma chag lashem, just like the chag, as in chagiga, is dedicated to God. Av sukkah lashem. So too, the sukkah is Hashem's property. This is huge, because this makes it a deoraisa. Right? We sort of asked, is it a deoraisa or derabanan already? But according to this, it's a deoraisa. And you're going to tell me, what? This muktzah is a de'oraisa, and I'm going to say the Rishonim think so. The Ran thinks so. The Meiri thinks so. Not every Rishon. But the Ran and the Meiri are pretty strong. I brought you the Ran in Chav Beis. He's discussing the question of why Tnai doesn't work for the sukkah wood. It works for the decorations, but doesn't work for the sukkah proper. And his answer is, you see Chav Beis, Mufarkin and Baomer, any Bodel Mehem Kol Ben Ashmasho, see the Gemara about the Tnai. The Gemara there says you have to make your condition before Ben Hashmashos. Because he says once the things become Kadosh, you can't make it Tanai saying I don't designate it for its mitzvah. It's too late. Miu Tana Mahani, Bain Basukha Atma, Bain Bi Itureha Kishaamar, Aini Bodal Mehem, call Ben Hashmashos. He says the Tanai works beforehand, and right now it sounds like whether the sukkah or the decorations, it works. It will be like a hut you made on any other day of the year. Like you have an esrog, and you say, I'm going to use this for eating. The im, however, nimlach yotzebo, but if you decided to, you wanted to use it, you'd be able to use it. V'hainu b'raisa tiksani la'el v'im hisna la'a kol afitana'o. Aval, however, atze sukkah v'iturea d'chayla alein kedusha ben ashmashos, iskitzu l'shiva, l'mitzvazan al korcho. V'lo mahani butna achrina l'meichal alayhu kedusha u'lishtaruye l'machar. He says, once it's become kadosh, you're no longer able to make this condition, and its night won't work to get rid of the kedusha they have. And that's the key. That's what we see in the Ran, is this expression of kedusha. That's what we seize upon here. The Meiri uses this in a couple of different places. In Chav Gimel, I brought you the Meiri's discussion regarding viewing Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah as a D'oraisa in terms of the question of whether the principle of Migo Diskatzoy Ben Hashmashos Diskatzoy L'chule Yoma will apply to it. And then in Chav Dalet, I highlighted there, bolded here, because I felt this was especially explicit, he talks about stringencies that Muktzah Machmas Isser has because it's like Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. Take a look in Chav Dalet. Yesh Omrim Shelo Nemar Heter Zeh. He's talking about the Gemara that said that you could use the wood that fell off of the tree and add wood to it to nullify it. So he says, Yesh Omrim Shelo Nemar Heter Zeh B'Shanishu Eitzim En HaMechubar. Eitzim is the word I added. Some say that this heter does not apply when wood falls from a tree that day on Yontif. Shebekagon Zeh Ke'ein Iser Torahu. Because there it's like a biblical prohibition. Sharei Muktzah Machmas Isur Talisha. Because it's Muktzah Machmas Isur Talisha, because it will be Muktzah when it's on the tree, because you'd have to separate it from the tree in order to use it. So it's like a De'oraisa. Umuktzah Machmas Isur Dome Lemuktzah Lemitzvah Shehumin HaTorah. He says Muktzah Machmas Isur is really severe because it's like Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, which is biblical. So you see, we've shown him, we're willing to say Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is actually a biblical issue.
Why is Muktzah Machmas Isser so close to Muktzah Machmas
Mitzvah? Yeah, I was wondering about that also. And I'm not clear. I think when I give Shira Muktzah Machmas Isser, by then I have to have a better understanding of why this should be so. Because I agree with you, this is not clear. But that's one view. There are two other views which make it a Derabanan. One is the Gemara we already saw in Shabbos Daf Memhei, used the language already, but I also brought you Beitza Daf Lamed because it shows up there as well in source Chav Hei as part of the discussion about the status of the wood of the sukkah and the decorations of the sukkah. Jump to the last line. We're going to have to come back probably and read the whole Gemara, but let me just get through this right now. The last line there, Abaye Varava. Abaye Varava Damri Travaihu. Abaye and Rava both say, Ba'omer eini bodel mehem kol ben hashmashos. When he says, I am not going to separate from them all through ben hashmashos, I don't want to designate them. Tzalachal kedusha alayu, kedusha does not befall them. Aval atzei sukkah, but the wood that you're going to make into a sukkah, where you have to, as I added in brackets, you have to be bodel from it, because you're not going to be allowed to separate it from the sukkah. Right? It's going to have an issue of stira if you were to try to dismantle your sukkah. Dechala kedusha alayu, they have kedusha. Iskatzoi l'shiva. Now we use a different phrase. We use the word muktzah. Even though we also use the term kedusha, which is confusing. Nonetheless, we find the phrase iskatzoi l'shiva, that it is designated for it, and that gives it the idea. That gives us the idea that what it has is essentially a muktzah identity to it, which is fundamentally a derabanan. And you said, I am not using this. Not, Hashem has given it kedusha, but rather, you said, I'm not using it. That's muktzah. And then you have a third approach in the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Beis, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah quoted earlier. Source Chavav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Aser lahartzos moz kenege ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to check your coins by the light of the menorah. Kamrisa kamei de Shmuel. When I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Li reviewed the reports. Shmuel told me, "V'chiner kedusha yeshba." Why can't you check your coins? What kedusha does your menorah have? Maskif la Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, "Who says it needs to have kedusha?" V'chi dam kedusha yeshba. Is there kedusha to blood, meaning blood from an animal that underwent shechita? Is there kedusha there? Disanya, I have a brisa. The Torah says, "V'shafach es damo v'chisahu be'afar." After you do shechita of certain creatures, you have to kisui adam. You have to cover the blood. So, b'mesha shafach yechaseh, that which you used for pouring out the blood, meaning your hands that you used to do the shechita, that's what you have to do, use for the kisui. Shalo yechasenu beregel, you're not to cover the blood by just kicking some dirt on it. Shalo yehu mitzvos bezudyos alav, because you shouldn't make the mitzvah degraded. It detracts from respect for the mitzvah. Hachanami, so he says, there's no kedusha in that blood. That's his assumption. There's no kedusha in that blood, but we treat the mitzvah in a special way. So too here, shalo yehu mitzvah bezuyos alav, you can't degrade your menorah by using the light for a mundane purpose. You follow? And that's what the Mishnah Berurah had said earlier. So now I have three different approaches to why Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah exists. The item became kadosh, right, like the chagiga. It's muktzah because I don't intend to use it. Or it is it's lest I degrade the mitzvah by using the item. So Tosfos asks, why do I need multiple reasons? Why wasn't one reason good enough? There's also a Ramban that I'm not going to go into who takes things differently, but I'm going to just show you what Tosfos. It's a combination of Tosfos and Beitza and Tosfos and Shabbos, which I brought you in Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, but in the interest of time, I'm going to do them outside. What Tosfos writes is the following. He says, the biblical rule, the one that it's Shem Shamayim, that it hits them like the Chagiga, is limited in its application. Rabbeinu Tam notes that it's limited, and this was in Chav Zayin. You can see I even bolded it, the key words there. Rabbeinu Tam says the Shem Shemayim will only apply to the minimum Shir Sukkah. Right? Let's say I have a Sukkah with four walls. I don't need four walls. The first two and change are what get Shem Shemayim. Nothing else is Sukkah De'Oraisa. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Re says, also though, if it collapses, then the Shem Shemayim is gone from it. It's no longer eligible for the mitzvah. It's like a chagiga that got a mum. Right? There's kedusha there. It just has to be after you've hoed it. But if the kedusha changes.
And you mean collapses that even the smaller shear is not there.
Correct. Collapses entirely. Right. So now it's lost its kedusha. So therefore, the biblical rule is insufficient. The idea of iskatzoi, that I made it muktza, is also limited. Tosfos in Sukkah, Tosfos in Shabbos, I should say, notes, right, the first bullet point there in Chav Ches, Dimishum, I wish they printed Tosfos with bullet points. It makes them so much easier to read. Dimishum de iskati le mitzvah selo hava astrina b'chol Shel Moed. The muktza part wouldn't work for Chol HaMoed. It's only a Shabbos in Yom Tov din. It's limited in that regard. The Rosh notes, he means specifically muktza for Noi. The Rosh is in a tshuva, in Chavdalid test. He says that means the Noi, the beauty one. Because we did say the wood of the sukkah undergoes l'shiva. Is this katzoi l'shiva? So Tosfos must only mean the decorations when he says that. But as far as bizoi, the issue of degrading it, so that's also limited. It won't apply to decorations that already fell. They're not usable for their mitzvah anymore. So that's the last line in Chav Ches. Mishum bizoi mitzvah lo avasrinu lehu hecha denaflo, where they already fell. Now, does that mean then, if I have decorations that fall on Chol HaMoed, maybe you can get rid of all of these? It's not Iskatzoi, because Iskatzoi is only Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not Shlayu Mitzvah Bezuyos Olav, because it's not, on the Sukkah anymore. And it's not the Kedusha either, because it's not inherent in the Mitzvah. It's not part of the core Sukkah. The Rosh says no. The Rosh in that same Tshuva in Chavdalet Tes says no. Why? Because once Bizui applies Tanoi, once the issue of bizui that you're degrading, it applies to the beauty of it, to the beautification of the sukkah, it also is subject to muktzah, like the sukkah itself. And that will last even when it falls. And in fact, that's the Shulchan Aruch's ruling. Take a look at Chavtas. V'chein ochen u'mashkin shetolim b'sukkah kedei lena'osa, asur listaba mehen kol shmona afilu naflu. That's the rule. It's brought into the muktzah category, and it will last even if the decoration falls. There's also this Ramban I mentioned. Ramban is quoted in the Ran in Beitza Yudzayin. If anyone wants to look at it, it's Yudzayin of the Dapei Arif. Feel free to do so. But what we have said so far, let's make sure that we're clear and we understand what we're doing, is you have an Isser Hana with this Muktza Machmas Mitzvah. It applies even L'shitas Rabbi Shimon. It may be a De'oraisa of the Kedusha that befalls it. It may be Derabanan of Iskatzoi. You set it aside from use. It may be a derabbanan of shaliu mitzvahs bezuyos alav. That's another way to look at it. And Tosfos notes that each reason will apply in different circumstances, and all three contribute to create muktzah machmas mitzvah. So here's our question: what if you make a tanai? We've already referred to tanai multiple times. Can you make a tanai to eliminate muktzah machmas mitzvah? So here you get that key gemara in Beit Hadaf Lamed Amud Beis. And the ramification will be your car sukkah. You've all heard of, I don't know if anyone ever has done it, but taking opening the sunroof and putting the schach on top, right? Is your car now hooked to the mitzvah? So, how do you like that idea? So we have to understand how tanai works.
Is that a good sukkah?
You have to have the right dimensions in terms of how far, how much tzach you have on top. Do you have a sheer sukkah in there? How distant are the walls from it? You have this dofen akuma that you create to get to it. But in theory, you could have
a movable thing.
Oh, yeah, no. Movable sukkahs we're fine with.
I remember it talks about a gomel, right?
Yes, and on a boat. The mobility is not our problem. So in source Lamed, the Gemara in Beitz, the Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Vishavin besukas hachag shi asura vim hisna alea kol lefi tna'o. This is a quote. The sukkah, the Yom Tov sukkah, as opposed to a random hut that you create at some other time, is asur, but if you made a condition, everything follows your condition. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Mi mahani bat tanai? Who says tanai works? Amar sheshes mishum rabbi akiva, minayim la'atzi sukkah shasur and kol shiva, shenemar chag asukkah shiva asimim lashem, right, that we quoted already. Chag, it gains the kedusha. V'tanya rabbi yudah ben besera omer. Minayin shekashem shechol sheshemayim ala chagiga kach chol sheshemayim ala sukkah tamalomar chag esikon shivasim im lashem. It has the same kedusha. Your tnai shouldn't be effective. So Amar of Menasya braid the Rava seifa asan lesukkah de alma v'sukkah de mitzvah lomahani but tna. He says you're right. That line im hisna aleha hakol afi tna'o means your random hut that you created. That's it. That's all it means. Not your sukkah the mitzvah. Not your mitzvah sukkah. You created a random hut. You said, I'm not necessarily going to be dedicating this as my hut. I might want to use the wood. You have some wood that's, not a stira issue to remove it. You'd be able to. So the Gemara says, V'sukkah de mitzvah lo. The Tanai doesn't work for sukkah de mitzvah. I have a brisa which talks about all the beauty items, right? The noyei sukkah, and says that I can make a condition. So Abaye v'Rav, Adami Travayu, Bomer, Eini, Bodo, Mem, Kol, Ben, Ashmashos, Delochala, Kedusha, Alayhu. He says, that's for the decorations. You say, I'm not separating from it, Kol Ben Ashmashos, that's fine. But Atzei Sukkah, the wood of the Sukkah itself, that doesn't work. Why? I added in brackets in the Gemara here. Because you have to be Bodel Mehem Ben Hashmashos. The decorations you're not Bodel from, you don't separate from the decorations. Because, I could take the wine bottle down and drink it. That's great. However, the body of the Sukkah, you wouldn't be allowed to take apart. On Sukkot. That's Fira. So therefore, of course, you're bowed up in it. You can make whatever condition you like. Your condition is not going to help you for the wood of the Sukkah. There's just no way that it's going to work. It's nonsense. That's that's what he says. So there's a lot to be said about this Gemara. But what we're saying is, our first answer is, Rabbi Nasya says, the condition is regarding the hut. Eliminating Muktzah Machmas Isur. That's Rabbi Nasya. And then you have the second view, which is the condition is regarding a sukkah of Sukkot, and it works for muktzah machmas mitzvah if the Tanai is stated for Ben Hashmashos. It isn't going to work for the body of the sukkah because of this separate issue that the body of the sukkah you are bodil from. So there's a question of when we get the second answer, did we drop the first answer? Did you actually drop the first answer of a Menasya? But that's the discussion when we do Muktzah Machmas Isur. Right now, what we're saying is conditions do work for Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. If you say, I am not going to separate from it, called Bein Ha Shmashos. That's the idea. It won't work for the wood. It will work for the beautifications, for the decorations. Yeah.
If Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is
So I'm coming to that. Very good question. But in terms of the wood, there are two reasons why it doesn't work for the wood, and I think I've mentioned both at different times in the shiur. One reason is what we just said, what I added in the brackets, your stira, the fact that you have an iser stira renders any condition you make fake. The other, I think I mentioned earlier, is the Ran's view. The Ran says it's because the Kedusha is Del Raisa, the Shem Shemayim comes down, your condition can't do that. Can work on the Noi, can't work on the Sukkah. Okay. So Rabbi Mordechai Kanner, who I think is in the Coldstream Kolel, he's an expert on Ribbis, wrote an article that I saw in a journal called Kol HaTorah, in which he asked the question about your car Sukkah. What do you do? Is your car now off limits? This comes up anytime somebody wants to dismantle a Sukkah during Sukkot. Right, I wrote a piece for the Bayit's bulletin a couple of years ago on what you need to do in order to permit yourself to dismantle your sukkah during Chol HaMoed. It's not simple and straightforward. But the question then is, what am I going to do here with my car sukkah? If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Lo Mahani Batnai, the Avim Amar Eini Bodo Kol Ben Hashmashos. Even if he says, I'm not separating from it, kaven de efter litol bein hashmashos mishum dekasaser olah, because you can't take it bein hashmashos because you'd be dismantling it like Rashi. Ve'ez ketzilo kolei shevetz off limits all seven. So Rav Kaner in Lamed Gimel says, I saw a sefer called Sukkah Kehilchasa, which quotes the Gedolei HaHorah. I don't know who they are. But whoever they are, say, you make a sukkah in your car, you're not allowed to use the car for other purposes the entire time through sukkahs. So there. Ha, beware. So he comes up with two reasons to be lenient. He says, number one, muktzah status may only begin at Bein HaShmashos. That's number one. The Mishnah Berurah actually says that in the Bir Halacha, in Lamed Daled. He says, also you may not use them. Zeu im tlan kodem Bein HaShmashos rishon. Assuming you hung up the decorations before Bein HaShmashos at the start of Yom Tov, they're now off limits. V'im tlan b'yom aleph. But if you hung them in the middle of day one, Obacholamoid, you hung them on Cholamoid. Matchil Isuro min bein ashmashos harishon sha'achar ze ad sof yom tov. It starts, their mukta status starts with the ensuing bein hashmashos. Avom in ace hatzliya ad ha'erev lo mitzera. But until evening, they're fine. You can put them up, you can take them down, you can move them around, you can do what you want. Once you hit bein hashmashos, now they are mukta. Where did he get this idea from? He got the idea from the Gemara. We're going to talk about the bein hashmashos thing soon, but I'm racing because I have to be at an 11:15 phone call. I don't have a choice on this one. But he says the Bir Halacha's position is the Isur Hana begins at the ensuing bein hashmashos. So Rabbi Kaner notes that not everybody agrees to the following statement. However, the Bir Halacha's own words would apply to the wood of the sukkah itself, not just to the decorations. Your car is the wood of the sukkah. Your car is not the decorations. Your car is the sukkah mamash. So he says, granted that the whole idea of starting at Bein HaShmashos is weird, tamua, to use his word, nonetheless, we could take advantage of it and say, if you used the car for your sukkah for lunch, but you stopped using it before Bein HaShmashos, then the mukta status never kicked in. Take down your schach before Bein HaShmashos. Don't use it when you go camping. Don't use it through Bein HaShmashos. That's one. Second answer, he says, Tanai might work for Chol HaMoed. It might not be the same. The Tanai for Sukkah itself. And he quotes the Magen Avraham in his introduction to Tafresh Lamed Ches in source Lamed Hey. The Magen Avraham quotes a machlokas we've shown him, which we've already mentioned, as to why Tanai doesn't work for Sukkah wood the way it does for beauty. Is it Rashi's view that it's because you can't dismantle it? Right? Once Yom Tov starts? Or is it because Shem Shemayim is Chal, as the Ran said? So the difference would be, if I take away from the Sukkah in a way that doesn't involve Stira, like on Chol HaMoed, right? So he says, maybe the Bein HaShmashos only applies for Yom Tov, but doesn't apply for Chol HaMoed. So those are his two studim to be makil. That's his idea. Either don't keep it up till through Bein HaShmashos, or maybe Chol HaMoed, you will accept the Tanai because there's no stira issue. If you follow Rashi's view as opposed to the Ran, maybe that works. Last point. Correct. Last point. When does this item become muktzah? We just said this Bein HaShmashos thing. So I would have assumed it was when you dedicated the item, when you first used it. But the language of the Gemara when it talked about the Tanai was Eini Bodel Mehem Kol Bein HaShmashos. Right? I am not separating all Bein HaShmashos. So the Ramah says, you had to say, Kol Bein HaShmashos Shel Shmona Yamim, right? We read that in the beginning, and no one knew what that meant. All Bein HaShmashos of each day of Yom Tov. That's what I have to say. And the Ramah indicates that saying Bein HaShmashos of the first night is insufficient, because it'll just kick in the next night. Now, Rashi says no. Even saying the first night is good enough. I brought you the Rashi in Lamed Zayin. But the Vilna Gaon quotes the Ramban in source Lamed Ches, and the Ramban says no. Then it'll just kick in at the other Bein HaShmashos. And the Shaar HaTzion says, that's why the Ramah said what he did. You make your Tanai all through for all of the Bein HaShmashos from the start. And the Shaar HaTzion says, don't be lenient against that Ramah. Why should Bein HaShmashos matter? So I read an article by Rav Mordechai David HaKohen, who suggested that maybe the idea is that placing it doesn't itself mean that you intend to leave the noi there. Putting it in place doesn't necessarily mean that you intend to leave it there. Only when you leave it through Bein HaShmashos do you demonstrate that intent. It's like Ein Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos type of a thing. What happens at Bein HaShmashos matters, and nothing else matters. That's the that's one idea that he suggests. He then offers a second idea, which is that if you sit in the sukkah before Ben Hashmashos, that might generate Kedusha. It's when you sit in it. But Ben Hashmashos is what does it if I didn't use it before Ben Hashmashos. It's Ben Hashmashos, the start of the day, that kicks in. I wonder if it isn't simply just borrowed from the framework of Muktzah altogether. Once we're already calling this Muktzah, maybe that's what does it. That's another possibility. I realize that I raced with this. I apologize. I don't have a choice. But hopefully this was somewhat clear. Jerry, if you can take it in less than 30 seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
So a car